15 away from 9. This is Brisbane's B105. Stav, Abby and Matt. Sunny today. A top of 22 right now. It's 14 degrees across Brisbane.
I don't want to give him any airtime, but I think it's actually important too, just to make people aware of who he is. So you therefore can avoid him,
okay,
or maybe get your children to avoid him. And I'm talking about Andrew Tate. And if you haven't heard of him, he's a tool, really. And like, honestly, I look at him and I listen to the stuff that he's saying, and it doesn't bother me because I think it's dangerous to other people. But I just believe that he's a very hurt, rejected, sad man who needs a hug.
Right.
And that's why he's saying these things. He's unlovable at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But he says that the most disgusting thing, he is misogynistic, and he'll come out and say no, that he's not. He's talked about how a woman is his property. He's spoken about that before.
If a woman is going out with a man, she belongs to that man. That's his woman. So she wants to do OnlyFans. She owes him some money because she's his.
Yeah. So that is you saying that women are your property.
Because she belongs to him and the intimate parts of her body belong to him because they're in a relationship. And if she wants to sell those, he has a stake in those intimate parts of her body.
Wow. He has mentioned Australian women as well recently.
Australia is a prison colony. Mm. When I save up enough money, I really hope I can go to Australia and hang around a bunch of fours with ugly, annoying accents. You want to go to the beach, mate? No, you're a four.
I love your broad shoulders.
Yeah, I love broad shoulders on a chick.
Mm.
And every once in a while, you're on Instagram and you see some 10 from Sydney and you're like, Australian girls are hot, but it's an illusion. It's a fugazi. It's a lie. They're all fours.
Yeah, well, don't come. But he does spread just violent, misogynistic messages. But my issue is it's been viewed over like 11, they're saying 11 billion times on TikToks. It's one of the most searched men here in Australia.
Really?
And they're saying that a lot of boys are repeating their messages.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about like 13 or 15 year old, because he posts things of him in private planes, which I reckon he probably just pays to go on for 2 seconds, take a photo.
Mm.
But regardless, they're seeing him as some sort of man who's achieved and has got all this wealth and saying things about women. And I believe that they do copy. And that's why I think this is an issue, is just to get the message out and explain to your kids and especially the boys that, hey, this isn't a liked man.
Mm.
What he's doing is trying to get attention.
It's kind of interesting that, I mean, I know that Facebook is very heavily policed and stuff like that would be taken down, but TikTok doesn't seem to be doing anything about his stuff.
No, but no, that's the thing, isn't it?
Mm.
And he's one of the most popular, but yet, and Abby Chatfield was saying it, and rightly so, but if she posted a photo of her in a white top with no bra, that would get taken down straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's indecent, but yet to say all these comments of hatred is allowed.
He's got a podcast, which a lot of this comes out on,
right,
and then he is a guest on a lot of podcasts as well.
And I guess a lot of people would post the stories because it's clickbait, isn't it? Because when you see such hatred.
And that's what's happening, is a lot of people are just taking his clips, putting them on their accounts because they, like anything, you know, they get, the people who like it will follow it and then the people who are angry about it will watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even I have noticed in my TikTok feed that I get a lot of his content as well. And I wonder if it's because I'm a male, 35, and they're like, oh, this might hit with him.
I think it's just because you're a person using it in Australia. Because so many people have actively searched for it.
Yeah.
And that's why. And I know it does seem so ironic, us going, hey, don't watch this guy, but we're going to talk about him.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think if you're not aware of what your kid
is heard of him. Yeah.
Watching, you just need to, I think, sit down and explain, going, hey, this is not how women want to be treated.
No.
This is not appropriate behaviour or talk on any level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I mean, imagine what his mother must think.
I don't want to speak to him, but I'd love to speak to his mum or his dad.
Mm.
Obviously not his brother, because his brother's doing the podcast with him.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that someone can be brought up with such love and being taught respect and then act like this.
I always said to my eldest son, he's now 20, and raising a teenager is, especially a boy, it's scary.
Yeah.
I always said to him, I'm like, mate, if you want girls, if you want to be the most desired boy at school, be the kindest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, that's every girl is going to love you if you are the kindest guy. Because all that bravado and stuff.
Yeah, it's respect that goes both ways, you know.
Mm.
Men should be respected and women should be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And this behaviour is completely not, but I just think it's disgusting that if you've seen this guy and he looks successful with all the money and he's got that many views on TikTok, You know, a lot of teachers are saying that the conversations are going that they feel like to be successful, you need to be abusing women.
Mm-hmm. That's shocking, isn't it? And he looks like a douche. I'll just throw that in there.
He really does.
He does. Yeah. Really he screams does. Douche. Yeah.
He really does.